You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition on this Sunday, busy day for the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State athletics related here in Manhattan, Kansas. Thank you for joining us here in another postcast edition. And my voice sounds squeaky. A lot of yelling yesterday for the Cats in their thriller, overtime thriller in the Big 12 championship game. And of course, the Flint Hills Christian School basketball tournament, the Shade tournament, was also this weekend as well. 6 games, 3 days. In the girls winning the Shea tournament last night as well. So I did cover all the coverage of that as well. So my voice is on the squeaky side as well. So apologies for that. But hey, it's for a good cause, right? But more on that tournament coming up this week on the Pearl Project Podcast weekly, daily edition. But right now we're going to focus postcast. Last night, sitting recording this podcast here, before the Chiefs game here, against the Bengals here, the Wildcats the basketball team tried to ruin everything last night there. This was an absolute struggle. I thought, you know, to be honest with you guys, I thought this would be more, I understand, and I probably should know better, the Shockers have been an up and down team. Wichita State, right? They came in this game 4-3 to Bramlage. And, of course, hours earlier, the football team win the Big 12 championship. So you already got this city, this college town, the number one college town, the Big 12, hopping all day long. And then maybe the one negative thing from the weekend is the crowd in Bramlage. I'm not taking any blame for people who went down to Arlington. That was the number one priority. K-State Nation, get down there to Arlington, which, oh, by the way, the biggest crowd in Big 12 championship history yesterday, over 69,000 plus. And a lot of those were you guys. And we thank you. And we do a lot of politicking is the wrong word on this podcast, but we do a lot of promotions on the show regards to K-State Nation fan support, and you guys really showed out against TCU. A lot of purple. Obviously, this is the Purple Project Podcast. K-State purple. A lot of that was down there yesterday, and I'm pretty sure we're going to be showing up down there to the Sugar Bowl, but you have to, I think, man, the student section did show up yesterday. But at times, this is the second home game that, and maybe because, you know, all the focus on football, and rightfully so. And oh, by the way, the football team, the champs did come out at halftime, and the place lit up. So the Bramlage finally woke up late in this game, and they needed it because Wichita State own this game. They own most of this game, and somehow the Cats pulled it out of their rear end by count of 55-50 last night at Wichita State. And I should know better because this is a rivalry game, and Wichita State, you got to give them credit for coming out and just really outplaying the Cats, really, in my opinion. This was not pretty by any means here, but again, you hang around long enough, the Cats show their mental attitude here really strong and really hung in there the rest of the game. And then until they went on that late run in the second half there, really opened things up there. Yes. Appreciate that audio. But, yeah, Keontae Johnson, he was up and down yesterday in this game. Missed a lot of free throws. Missed a lot of point-blank shots, but he did score 17 this game. Marquise Noel, he was off in this game, but came through when he needed it. Clutch Marquise, yet again, money. Final minute in a tie game. Pulls up a three-pointer from deep right elbow and hits it. Crowds go nuts. And then Wichita State turns the ball over late in the game, and a pair of free throws was hit there. I can't remember who hit those, but besides the point, Jerome Tang survives Wichita State 55-50 to now go to 7-1 conference play. You had to win this game. Me and Alex and Keithan talked about it in the recent edition of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly edition. You had to win this game. You got your loss out of the way. Butler's a very good team, and Butler is still giving us nightmares. But besides the point, you have to win it. You had to really now you have to control the table in non-con, the rest of that from here on out. Set yourself up good for conference play, right? In another month, right? And actually, it starts on New Year's Eve for the boys, I believe, if I'm not mistaken there as well. So, but you had to sell yourself up there, and you had to win this game. Rivalry game, and now K-State defeats Wichita State for the second straight year in a row. And again, it goes kind of reminded me a lot about last year's game. K-State started off slow. Soccer started off hot. But then the Cats got their feet underneath them and really started to play ball there. And it was deja vu again. This was a much tougher game here than expected here. But hey, you know, it was not pretty. So we'll see. Me and Alex will discuss on a big show coming up on the weekly edition this week as well. Here, Keontae Johnson, 17-5 on a night for him in 30 minutes of action. Also, Naquan Tomlin last night, 14 points, 50% from downtown, 6 rebounds for him on that as well. Marquise Noel, who had a rough night from the field, 2 of 9, but hit the biggest shot of the game by far, deep three-pointer, 11 points in the game. Dorian Finister also saw minutes as well. Short bench last night for Coach Tang. Tyke Green and Desi Stills, 20 minutes of action last night, but scoreless on the score sheet there as well. But K-State hangs on. Clutch shooting by Noel to beat the Shockers last night, 55-50 to now advance to 7-1 on the 2022-23 season. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to wrap things up for another postcast edition of this show. Again, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board once again to the show. Hope you guys love what you've been hearing all fall semester long. If you're not subscribed to this podcast already, what have you been waiting for? Get on it right now. We're going to have post-reaction, more reaction from overtime thriller in the Big 12 Championship game. K-State knocks out undefeated TCU. There, we're going to have plenty of reaction from the girls' game as they're going to be playing Houston here as well, or as that game is about to come to close as well, but I'm going to save that for the postcast as well. Plenty more coverage this week. Has been an exciting week all week long leading up to the Big 12 Championship game, and it lived up to its billing. In another exciting week coming up on this podcast as well, you're truly going to be running, or at this time, should be done with the Marathon as well. So a lot to look forward to. And I'm excited to get down to Texas next weekend and try to make a statement as well. So, but that's going to do it for the postcast. Jerome Tang, Marquise Noel, Keontae Johnson, pull one out in Ramblers last night over Wichita State, 55-50. And look forward to the next game. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.